Getting comfortable in your seat. So taking a few deep breaths. So doing your best to follow your in-breath from the very beginning of the in-breath to the very end of the in-breath. And each out-breath from the very beginning of the out-breath to the end of the out-breath. And if you like to do mental labeling, mental noting, you can just note the beginning and ending of each in-breath and out-breath. If you prefer just to mentally label in, out. Some people like to mentally label the pause because that's when the mind tends to get distracted. So in, out, pause, in, out, pause. And notice if the mind is trying to lead or whether the mind is following the breath. The optimal condition would be the mind is just following the breath. Just being aware of the breath. The sensation of air coming in and out of the nose. Or into the lungs. The key is the smaller the area that you can be aware of, the more concentrated the mind will get. But if the mind is a little bit sporadic, then the larger area is easier to pay attention to. So if the mind is calm, then you can watch just the air sensations of the nostrils. Doing that. If the mind's just all over the place, you may just follow the air all the way into your body and back out again. And once it calms down, making your area smaller, And as usual, when you find yourself distracted, bringing yourself back to the breath or awareness of the breath. If you're feeling particularly tired, you may want to energize your body, your mind with your in-breaths, energizing the body. Out-breath, energizing the mind. Until you feel a balanced level of energy. Likewise, if you're anxious, overly wired, you can relax the body. Relaxing the body on the in-breath, relaxing the mind on the out-breath. Then after you feel your energy is balanced, coming back to your awareness of your object. And with insight tradition, if a distraction is particularly powerful, then letting go of your breath and letting that become your new object of awareness. Sensing into all the different physical manifestations in the body of this experience, sensations, any emotions that might be presenting themselves, and/or mental phenomena, thoughts, being aware of all of it, doing your best not to cling to any of it. Likewise, not to push away any of it. And then as it weakens, coming back to the breath. Now we're going to transition from your object of concentration, from your breath, to your concept of the Buddha. So whether you want to bring the energy of the Buddha into your body, your heart, your mind, or you're just awareness about the Buddha. Some people like to imagine that they are the Buddha sitting here under the Bodhi tree, the day of his enlightenment, the night of his enlightenment, as if you are the Buddha incarnate. Imagining what that would feel like to be the Buddha under the tree. Awakening. coming free, setting down all of the encumbrances that are holding you back. Sensing the courage it took, the discipline, the energy of the Buddha to awaken, to pursue his path for 7 years before awakening. And allowing yourself to take in all of that courage, persistency, the energy, determination as your own. Oftentimes when we're feeling doubt or flagging discipline or persistence, it can be helpful to bring the Buddha into our practice. Sit like the Buddha. Be the Buddha. And now for a moment, just sensing the awakening capacity within your own heart and mind. The seeds of awakening are there, waiting to be watered, nurtured. Sensing into them, perhaps watering them. Sensing your own inner Buddha that's already there. And now, switching from the Buddha to the Dharma, also called the Dhamma, it's the path to awakening, the path to freedom. Sensing yourself walking on this path, being on this path. And knowing that with each step you take on this path, you're feeling lighter. Less encumbered. As you set down your weights as you walk, setting down one thing after another. And with each thing that you set down, feeling more truth, more wisdom, more peace coming into your being. As the path becomes clearer, you can see further, your vision, your sight improves. Feeling the appreciation and the amazement that you found this path, that you're walking on it. And as you're walking on this path, feeling gratitude for the truth, the beauty, the wisdom that's present along your path, noticing that there are other people walking on this path with you, in front of you, behind you, around you. You're not alone. There's community. There's a deep wisdom amongst this community, a lot of support. And as if you could see and sense and feel all of the people who've ever walked this path before, who have lived and died. Feeling the Sangha of all the awakened beings who have come before, all of the Buddhas. And allowing your heart to take in the camaraderie and the support of the Sangha, of this spiritual community, and all spiritual communities that are committed to truth, wisdom, peace, and awakening. And within your mind's eye, bowing deeply to the Buddha, all Buddhas. This beautiful, bright, light, nurturing and supportive path, and the companionship and support along its way, the Sangha. Taking a few more deep breaths when you're ready, rejoining the room.